We've been doing it. July was the first month, and it's a support group, so we meet in person at Wave, but then we're also having people sign in on their computers from their homes, so people can sign in from either their home in Petersburg. We have people from Craig who have been signing in.
And it's a support group for people who are victims of trauma, is that right?
Yep, anyone who's experienced trauma, so survivors of sexual assault or domestic violence.
Okay. And you said you've already had some participation, or?
Yep, about 2 weeks ago is when we really got it started, so we've had about 4 different people sign in online.
Can you tell about what a session is like, how long it goes, and what kind of things happen? Or
the group meets from 4:30 to 6 every Thursday, and really the way the support group works is it really can design itself, so we kind of talk with the participants about what they'd like out of the group. So our last participants might want to work out of a book, or maybe they want to talk about a particular issue. So it's not necessarily you have to show up and talk about your trauma specifically. It's just for people who have experienced trauma to be together and support each other.
What's the importance of that from a clinical standpoint? I mean, that helps.
Yeah. Well, trauma can be really isolating. A lot of times people in society aren't accepting of that. There can be a lot of victim blaming. And people can fear for their safety, too. So one thing that's really great about the support group is that you can sign in from anywhere, so you don't have to, you know, go to a specific location. You don't have to worry about people in the small town seeing where you're walking in. So you can do it from your own home if that's where you feel safest.
And for that kind of thing, do you need a certain software? Or do you need to Skype, or how is it done?
There's an app. It's called VC, so you can install it. There's an iPad app. You can do it on your computer, and then there's an address that you just go into, and you pop into a waiting room, and then we can video call you from there.
Does it allow for access to other clinicians outside of Petersburg or anything like that, or other groups, or what?
Yeah, we're hoping that we'll be able to provide clinical services if people want them, and so that could be a gateway for that if people are interested in it.
This is telemedicine for the psychiatry world.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, it's new, so we're still working out some of the kinks.